Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We're going to be talking in this part of the program about the wisdom moment. Above everything else, and understand this, of all the things that God could have called the tree not to eat from in the garden was the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. There's so much knowledge increasing. We talked about it on a recent program that it may be doubling soon, as reports are, every 12 hours. But what we need is wisdom. What we need is wisdom. Don't worry, because your brain's going to melt thinking you got to get more knowledge, because there's just way too much knowledge. The question is what are you going to do with the knowledge that you know? You know, as we always say, it's not enough to know the news, but you need to know what to do with the news. You know, you need to know what to do with all this knowledge. You just don't try to just take it in. It will just melt. We're just not designed for that. They say that what comes in our one particular day of our life was more than our great grandfather had in their lifetime. One day. Equals, and that was statistics sometime back, so I'm sure it's more than that today.
Yeah, I'm sure.
So just relax. Understand, the people who wrote the Bible did not have that much information coming. It's silence is what you want. You want wisdom. You want the voice of the Lord. You want to abide. So these wisdom moments are so important. So we want to talk about, from the book of Proverbs, you know, wisdom moment today is from Proverbs 29:7. And this is what it reads. The righteous care about justice for the poor, but the wicked have no such concerns. The righteous care about justice for the poor, but the wicked have no concerns. No such concerns. You think about, wow, this is huge. I mean, today in our present culture, it seems that not only do people not have concern about justice for the poor, they don't even think about the poor.
Right.
I mean, you look at this healthcare issues and things going on. People are not even pausing to think, what if people are treated unjustly at the hospitals? What if they're being treated unjustly? Maybe, you know, you're getting your surgery, but Mrs. Jones, because she was poor, she didn't get it.
Right.
And God's going, his word is sitting there saying, hey, he cares about that. And think about it. I mean, he says, he that lends to the poor lends to God. How we respond to the poor is how we respond to God. Yeah, you think about this. Only 3% of the church, according to the Barner Groups, even honoring God. With their tithes and offerings. So you think about that, or the tithes. So think about this. So it's like, if we're not even honoring God, you know we're not honoring the poor. And if we're not honoring the poor, we're not honoring God. And we're not even thinking about justice. I think about Dr. King, when Dr. King would say, you know, justice is going to flow like a mighty river. And what he was saying was, things are going to balance out. Things are not right. It's got to get right. God is about justice. He's about justice. And how we're concerned about justice and justice for the poor determines who we really are as a people, who we are as a culture, who we are as a nation, and who we are as an individual. Think about that. Justice for the poor. If we have no concern for the poor, no concern for them and whether they get justice or not, having no compassion for the poor, I mean, think about it. It says something very specifically. It says, this is wicked, folks. Wicked.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing? When you think about compassion, what is compassion? Compassion has two components in it. The first one is, and a lot of people have this part. Right? They have that part. But that's not compassion. That's pity. Right. If that's all you have, nothing else. But compassion is when you feel your heart is moved over that person not being treated justly. And then you do something about it. Jesus came out of the mountains and he says he was moved with compassion because he saw the people were harassed and helpless like sheep without shepherds. So he felt he saw the torment and the things going on in the demonic realm. And so what did he do? He did something about it. He taught them many things. And so he responded, and that's compassion in the context of that. So compassion is, not only do you feel bad about the person that has no clothes, you give them the clothes or get with somebody who does. And what is justice? That's important. Because a lot of people are scared of justice because they have all these wrong perspectives of what it is. But if you haven't yet heard and gone to VFN TV, go to VFN TV and hear No One Cries for Justice, because that's going to be a very important thing for the church to be doing. But justice is about bringing order back into our lives, bringing order back into our nation and our community. When a judge brings justice, he's not bringing, you know, in our system in America, it's not about, you know, torment and torture and all that stuff how it used to be. in other countries and other nations, it's actually about putting things back in their right place again. What could be wrong with that? Only if your heart is filled with idolatry and greed and you're thinking, well, I understand I got their place or his place or that person's place, but I don't want to give it up. That would be right. Mm-hmm. That would be the only concern. Because why would you not want things to be? Paul said, I'm not taken from you because you so you don't have. I'm taken for you so that others can have. Remember? He says taken off. So it's just about fairness in the context of Christianity and understand who we are. It's just amazing. So when we see injustices, the less advantage in our society as Christians, we should actually not only pray for them, but we should do something about it and be a part of somebody who's doing something about it. Maybe an organization, for example, you know, we're with Samaritan's Purse and we're with CUFI, Christians United for Israel. When you see the injustices taking place in Israel, yes, you may be praying for them, but are you tangibly doing something? Mm. What are you doing? And of course, if you see the injustices taking place in America, you say, you know what? I want to join and become a sponsor of VFN TV and the daily radio program where they're keeping the conversation light, where they're standing up for God and country in that order in Israel. That's part of, hey, I'm going to do something about it. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, I want the truth to be spoken out. I want justice to come down like a mighty river. Mm-hmm. You got to do something about it. But this is what he says. He says, those who don't have the concern for the poor, the ones who don't have justice, when you have no concern, he says, that's a wicked people. That's a wicked. When you see people crying out, why in the world? Think about this. Why would such a large voice cry out in our nation for healthcare and then other folks take advantage of their pain and try to organize around that? But the big thing is Christians, we go, oh, honey, you're not being taken care of. Somebody's treating you unjustly in the you're not getting, the doctor's not treating you the same way he treats someone else. That's to be our concern. Well, if they won't do it, we'll build hospitals and we're going to take care of you. That should be our response, you know, and support, you know, Christian hospitals that are out there, but not just to say, well, I'm not going to pay my tax dollar for, you know, somebody's health care. That's a wicked people. But the answer is not more taxes. The answer is repentance, humility, and saying, you know what? I'm going to have compassion on the poor and those that are treated unjustly. And there's so much injustice going on. Mm-hmm. And by the way, the injustice taking place in Ukraine, where they're asking the Jews to start to register, these flyers are being passed out according to USA Today. Understand, that's the beginning of injustice. If we don't stand up for justice, if we don't cry for justice ourselves, this is what Isaiah says. If you wait too late, you're bait. You're thinking, okay, at the last moment, when it gets really, really bad, when they start telling us to register, you know, and they're going to start taking our possessions and taking us to gulags or something, you're going to jump up. And he's going to say, they're going to eat your lunch. That's what the Word of God says. It's, you're too late. If you wait, because the whole thing, you're just trying to save yourself. You're not trying to save people that are suffering injustice at that point. You're just concerned because injustice is happening to you. But when it wasn't happening to you, you said nothing. And this is what the wisdom moment for today is. And we're understanding, if I do stand up then for those that are being treated unjustly, then I'm standing with the righteous. I'm standing with the righteous. And this is the wisdom moment for today. Proverbs 29:7. The righteous care about justice for the poor, but the wicked have no such concern.
I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if we're not yet on there. Say, you want VFN TV and the daily radio program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety
at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFNTV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFNTV and the Daily Radio program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country in that order and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.